That cannot happen
as well.
But I'm the scat man.
You know you're not.
But I am a scat-ing person.
You poop. That's...
Sure.
That's a thing.
Sure.
That's about it.
I mean, I do other things. It's not the only thing I do.
No, it's pretty much it. You're just a poop machine.
I mean, I don't even do it every day.
You don't even poop every day?
Looks like the AC is dripping.
AC is dripping like that pussy.
God damn it.
What? Was that?
I also like that, you know, it's, you know, December and we're running the AC in Texas because it's hot.
I don't know about you, but I'm in a blanket.
I got a long sleeve shirt on, so I'm like, why am I complaining?
I'm dandruffy.
I'm sneezy. Or am I dopey? Or am I sleepy?
Kind of all of the above.
All of the above. Happy New Year, Jack.
Flappy goo beard. same.
Flappy.
Same.
Flappy wiener.
Flippity, floppity, gibbity, goppity.
Do you have any...
Cuckoo, ka-choo.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I plan to stay awesome. Cheers. My New Year's resolution...
Be excellent.
To each other.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. My other one is to focus on my career in porn. Maybe start...
You squeaked. You squeaked before that burp.
Yeah, I do that.
So focus on porn.
Focus on my pawn career. start a restaurant? I'm just making up things now. Focus on my porn career. Invent creamed corn. I plan to invent creamed corn.
I'm curious how that's going to work, because it already exists.
Shh, don't tell me that. I don't know.
Do you have any real New Year's resolutions?
Just trying to have a baby? No.
Accidentally have a baby?
Eat a baby.
Eat a baby.
Tender and mild.
Yep.
Maybe learn to walk again. That one's kind of serious.
That, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been very open about this, but over the course of COVID time frame, I've kind of become slightly majorly disabled-ish.
All but legally.
Yeah, I can't walk, can't stand for very long. I have swelling.
It burns when you pee.
No, it's pretty, that stuff's normal. I have swelling on my body, and things are difficult. I'm in pain a lot. It's no bueno.
No es bueno.
Yeah, all that shit. So yeah, I guess one of my New Year's resoluciones. I don't even know if that's like right or not. I don't care. It's funny and stupid.
To be able to walk again.
To
learn how to walk again.
To find my footing. No, yeah.
That's a nice vague way of putting it.
Yeah, basically, try to get my shit a little better. And I ain't gonna say, I'm not gonna say lose weight, but if that happens, it happens. But I'm gonna try to say get a little better, healthier, maybe physically more stamina, walking. Words, things, happening, mouth, out of sounds. I don't know. Don't ask me. Ow. Hey, rude. It came at me first. I have Pepsi. Brought to you by Pepsi.
Please, no, we're not sponsored. We make so little we make no money on this.
Brought to you by...
Let's Watch Something. You can... Subscribe to us for $2 a month and gain access to bonus content, such as the recently released episode we did on The Mandalorian. Oh, it's just a little episode. It's not very spoilery. Nothing that's like not common knowledge. You know, if you have heard of the Mandarin, not Mandarin, Mandalorian, Jesus.
excuse me. We should do a burp compilation for me next year.
Yeah, that's going to take work.
Yeah. Or snack compilation. Or a compilation of me threatening to throw something at you or hit you. Or
talking about sassy. That's like the 10-minute downtime of every episode is talking about sassy.
She's the best. How can we not? I love her with everything.
She's the best around. I would say my New Year's resolution, I have one serious, one not so serious.
You know, be gay.
One is to not be gay. I'm signing up for conversion therapy.
No, oh, no, that's terrible.
Not true. That is not true.
We would fight all conversion therapy, but we think that that's bad.
Yes.
Even if you think it's good, it's bad. It's not good.
Especially if you think it's good, it's bad. I want to keep track of myself, you know?
That's don't lose big. You.
Like, I need to rein myself in. I do a lot of irresponsible things with money, and I need to stop that.
I've been trying to help you with that. I tell you don't need blah, blah, blah sometimes when you talk to me about buying a new microphone, and I go...
I know it. I haven't. I haven't bought a new microphone since my birthday.
You.
That microphone is holding me over just fine. And the next iteration of that microphone that I use for voiceover,
mm-hmm.
it's not 100% necessary for me to get at the moment. So I want to watch my spending, watch my frivolousness with money, be a little bit more responsible. I want to continue using that gym membership that I have. Right now, the weather is good, and I like going to the park to walk. And the park near me has little workout equipment.
Aw, cute.
It is. It's nice to go there, like, after work, or I went this morning. You'd be surprised how little people there are at the park on Christmas Eve. And also, listening to my own podcast at the park on Christmas Eve, there were people at the cemetery. Don't laugh. That's... You know, people visiting their loved ones for the holidays. You put yourself in this predicament.
It's okay.
You gonna visit your mom?
I don't know where she is.
Gotta find that Pringles can.
She's not in a Pringles can. It's a Ziploc bag right now.
That's almost worse.
No, that's what they do. That's where everybody's ashes go.
Yeah, but... Did your sisters not do an urn?
I don't fucking know. I think my sister has something.
How are your sisters? Last I heard, they got COVID.
Oh, they're still alive, so I mean, I guess they beat it.
Beat it or eat it?
COVID.
COVID. Beat it or eat it.
Yuck. So yeah, no, they're fine.
For now.
They're fine. It's fine. <Big fan. laughs> They're okay. My nephew had a baby, and she's cute and she's chubbly cheeked.
Yeah.
Which I love babies. I'm gonna steal one or two.
My family has remained mostly unchanged. My brother got married, so I now have a sister-in-law.
Oh, cool. Is she cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leanne, yeah. She's cool. She listens to the podcast sometimes.
Oh, cool.
She has talked about, you know, like, oh, you did this. I liked that movie. I'm surprised you didn't like it. Or like you...
What movie?
Just like in general, she'll bring that up every once in a while. see, trying to think of anything else that has happened with family lately.
Who cares? Christmas and New Year's ain't family time.
Yeah, I'm here with Jack on Christmas Eve.
Nobody cares.
Spending my time with Jack on Christmas. Yeah, I like it. I'm having a good time.
I'm always...
having a ball. We watched a Christmas movie together.
I guess.
Yeah, it was Krampus. It had entertainment value to it.
I hated every part.
Except for the ant.
The ant, she's cool, though.
And the dog, Rosie.
I like dogs.
Yeah.
You put a dog in a movie, I'm okay with it.
Like the dog just... from Ernest Scared Stupid?
All dogs. Every dog everywhere.
All dogs go to heaven?
Oh no! That means they died!
I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid.
But all dogs go to heaven because they died! They died because they go to heaven because they died! No, have you ever seen Marley and Me?
Yes, that movie was fucking sad. Put that on a fucking charter bus on a school field trip.
Oh, what a... Ooh, they're
whose
evil.
Idea was that?
You know what's you know what movie's even worse?
What?
A Dog's Purpose.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Gratuitous dog death.
After it's dog death after dog death after dog death.
Yeah, you get to see puppies playing in the street.
And then all of a sudden they're fucking dead.
And then it cuts
dead.
To black and Tobey Maguire's like, and that was my first life.
I like as soon as that happened, my heart sank and I was crying the entire movie. From that fucking moment on. That moment on, the entire movie, I was crying the whole movie.
And then they like kind of franchised it out because they came out with A Dog's Way Home.
There was like A Dog's Journey.
A Dog's Journey, that whatever. Yeah. I believe it's a book series.
I saw the first one, and then I think I saw the second one.
I don't know if the second one was even in theaters.
I don't know. But I think, I feel like I saw the second one because it was about the daughter, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the first one...
She goes to, like, college or something.
It's like A Dog's Journey, but that's what the first one was. It was The Dog's Journey.
Okay.
Right? It was The Dog's Journey back. Also, my favorite part of that movie was the fat corgi.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was like the nursing student with a corgi.
Oh.
And then like as she was getting busier with work, the corgi, like she stopped doing walkings with it. And he lived a good life, but not a long life. And he was a chunky little baby. He was really cute and it was really adorable.
Aww, I love chunky dogs.
Yeah.
I love chunky everything. Why can't everything be cute and chunky?
It's like that that cartoon, that 3D animation of just if animals were balloons.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
No, but that sounds like me.
It pops up on Facebook every once in a while.
If a human were a balloon, it'd be me.
Mm.
I'm round.
Round.
I'm round.
Anything happened in your life in 2021? Has your life changed at all?
I quit my job.
Yeah.
Got a cat!
Sassafras.
Got a cat!
This was the year of Sassy.
I got my cat! I love my cat!
This was the year you adopted Sassy, and the year that she vanished for a while.
Oh, just 4 days. But she came back. Those were the worst 4 days of my life.
Yeah. She back, though.
I had been... Okay. This is gonna be a downer. I had been molested as a child. I had been beaten. My mother had given me bloody noses. I had been raped. I had been abused in relationships. But missing my cat for 4 days was the worst 4 days of my life.
All of those previous things happened in the same 4 days, by the way.
No, they didn't. Because I just had to travel back in time as a child for those 4 days. I'd gone through a lot of terrible things.
Yep.
Lost my parents. Actually, my dad died this year. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was January.
Yeah, and that was...
The get-go.
That was the prop... That was like the... That was like a part of why you quit your job, too, right?
Part of it. A lot of just things happened.
Just that news, it opened wounds.
Yeah, it was like some very triggering and weirdly re-traumatizing.
Just to be like...
Like, I kept having nightmares and I couldn't fucking sleep and I didn't know why.
Yeah. You quit your job, you got Sassy.
I got my cat.
You also adopted Dusty.
Oh, yes. Our other pet.
Don't you check with Randall when he's done eating? If it's safe to come out?
Yes, I get scared. Because Dusty's vicious.
He just nom 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 nom. He's got the little spinnies.
He bumps into me very hard. it's enough to move the table.
Dumpa.
He's a very aggressive eater. And so I'll stay in bed with my pizza up. don't put my feet down.
With your peats up.
My peats be up on the bed still. And I'll just lay in bed and I'll be like, I'll message Randall. I'll be like, is Dusty done eating?
2021 is the year that I got a promotion at work, and that really did help get things, say, like, I was not in a good place for a lot of the year. My best friend from high school, Marcy, we lost her January 2nd, and that's how my year started. Mm. And so that was a nice, that was a terrible time. But then I was moved off of the phones to a less stressful job. And that really, that saved me. That saved me at that job. I don't know if I would have kept working there.
Yeah, that fucking job sucks.
Yeah, if you're going through some form of emotional processing or grief or anything.
And then have to deal with people on the phones all day.
Fucking yelling at you.
They are assholes.
I worked at McDonald's, and it is much worse to be calling people from that place.
Right?
Also 2021 started with my parents having COVID.
Oh, I thought you were going to say having sex. Do they?
I don't know.
Do you want to know?
No.
I want to know. I'm curious. Your dad does not seem like the sex type.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's done it at least 3 times.
Oh, my God. Do you think your mom has to, like, bribe him? She's like, I made this steak for you.
It has to have been more, because they did tell me how they were trying for another child, and I kept walking in on them as a baby, as a toddler, just like, boop, hey, what y'all doing? Just 5'6" me with a beard, like, hey, what's going on?
You're 3 years old. You just look like this, but
you're 3 years old and have a beard.
Yeah, but that doesn't, you know, that makes sense for you. Do you remember when you didn't have any facial hair?
Yeah.
I miss that.
I don't miss it. I like having the beard.
You look adorable.
I like the beard better.
You just look like a creepy old dude with the beard.
I'd rather look like a creepy old dude than look way younger than my actual age.
Okay.
Because, like, people were like, oh, how old are you? Like, 20?
That's not that much younger.
I'm 29.
I'm 34.
It's a 9-year difference, though.
You're a 9-year difference, though. Wait. What's the difference between our age?
Five years?
Okay.
2021 is also the year that I started doing voiceover for audiobooks. I released 3 already, and I'm working on a 4th. That's been fun. Hasn't been fun with, you know, had a fight with my dad recently, and so, like,
oh, wah, wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah.
No, I'm sorry, good.
So I just, like, haven't recorded anything in a week, and I feel really shitty, because that means January is going to be just a mad dash to get that finished.
What's your deadline?
I believe it's, like, the 17th of January.
Let's
see, I got a calendar.
Oh, this is boring me.
So that's been going on in 2021.
Yeah, year in review of just our life bullshit. Nobody cares about what we're actually doing outside of this. Let's talk about the podcast.
For the podcast, we took a brief hiatus and started in January 22nd, and we've released an episode a week without fail.
Up until
this year. This whole year.
Wait, what?
We didn't miss a single week.
We didn't?
No.
Huh.
We took a small break a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We were like backlogged. Like, we're good.
Sometimes I get backlogged.
Well, that's just constipation. And even considering,
I take fiber sometimes.
If you consider that hiatus as, like, just part of it, we've done an episode a week minus the hiatus since September 11th of 2020. but 2021 started off with, we did an episode on Letterkenny, which I was not a big fan of the show.
That's because you suck and you're boring.
We did Iron Man.
Yeah.
And The Big Lebowski, which, my God.
You know what?
What?
After really thinking about it, what the fuck was that movie?
That, you know what? I listened to that episode, and that's basically what it was. Was, when you're watching it, you're having a good time, but the second it's over, it's, what the fuck was that movie? The Big Lebowski, Alita Battle Angel, We were doing a lot of like the Marvel stuff. We did Monster Hunter this year, which I forgot about.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about
that. That was a fun movie, and I remember that being a fun episode. We did Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I thought that was a fun episode to record.
Yeah.
Remember when we did A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
Oh, don't make me cry.
We launched our sibling podcast, It Gets Awkward. You remember that one?
Life is weird.
Yeah. Life is weird. I found one of my new favorite movies this year, To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for that. That is a fucking jam right there.
It's not only a jam, it's a gem.
It's a gym jam.
Gross.
Like if you want to find, if you want my personal recommendation for one of the best episodes of the year, that's definitely a contender.
Yeah.
The Sonic the Hedgehog one was fun.
I don't even remember. Like, I've listened to all of them, and I just don't remember.
Yeah, there's so many. I can pull up the year in review through our Spotify Wrapped. It's not exactly accurate, but it'll have numbers. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Another contender for favorite of the year was Ghostbusters, when we did the 2016 Ghostbusters.
I loved that.
Yeah. I forgot about how much we enjoyed the movie. And that episode turned out really funny. And that's like one of the only ones I listened to the whole episode in the last couple of days. Most of the ones I was kind of skimming. Our first episode was released, January 22nd. Thank you, Spotify. I already saw that. We got our first stream in Mexico.
Fancy pants.
We grew a little bit this year.
I mean, I grow a little bit every year. Cause I'm fat. No, God. You know, I like, I don't even remember my, like, what I talk, what we say.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just, most of the things I say, like, none of this is scripted.
Right. It's all just off the top of the head.
Someone mentioned to me that they're surprised that, like, none of this is scripted.
None of it's even planned. Sometimes we don't even think about what movie we're going to watch. And then I'm here, I'm like, well, we got to watch something. Let's watch a Marvel movie. That happened a lot.
It happened a lot.
Do I want to watch this? No, let's watch Captain America.
Krampus. Can I just say fuck Captain America? Like, sometimes, like, yeah.
Well, we like, you and I, we did a marathon because we went and saw the new Spider-Man, technically. And I was like, I'm going to show you every single Marvel MCU Spider-Man. So we did just like the important ones. We did Captain America and Civil War, because that's where they introduced the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
I love him.
Yeah.
Him, my favorite Spider-Man.
He's a good Spider-Man.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
So, the Spider-Man Homecoming with Michael Keaton.
Oh, God.
And then Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio. He was Mothman. That's right. Mothman. Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio and Far From Home. Fuck. And then No Way Home.
Fuck Mysterio. What a fucking dick.
What an ass.
What a piece of shit. Cum guzzling fuck nut.
How dare he be mean to Spider-Man?
How fucking dare he? I want to just fucking eat his whole head. Jack, I hate him.
When you say I'm gonna, I keep thinking, I'm gonna ride my horse.
I'm gonna ride my horse. I have three different songs that go like that. I love Stardew. I love Stardew Valley.
You started playing that this year, didn't you?
Was it this, babe? Was it this year? Yeah, I started Stardew. I have 300 hours in it.
Yeah, that's
good. At least.
Hell yeah. I was telling you, like, you could stream this and you'd probably find an audience for it.
Oh, God. They just watch me riding my horse.
I mean, you don't need a camera. Like, you could just do a mic.
I just go, I'm going to ride my horse when I press my horse whistle.
I'm going to ride my horse.
And then people are just going to jam with me.
I'm going to ride my horse.
Yeah. Dun, 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 and then there's not even a full song. It's just like a little whistle. It's like, do-do-do-do-do. And then I'm like, I'm going to ride my horse.
according to the Spotify Wrapped, which is not up to date because it came out like a month ago.
Excuse me.
We released 2,806 minutes across 43 episodes.
That's a lot.
Again, we released more episodes since that happened.
Yeah, we did.
So there's a lot of us talking on the internet.
Oh, no.
And I know someone who has listened to every single one.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Madison.
Hi, Maddie. I'm sorry.
Do you give Madison the stamp of approval?
Well, what kind of approval are we talking about?
Just the jack of approval.
She can have some jack snacks.
Thank you. I don't get jack snacks.
You don't get jack snacks.
I get snacks.
I fight with you about them.
Yeah. Randall will offer me snacks and you get upset.
I'm like, no, he gets snacks. And then Randall's like, but you got all of this right here. And I'm like, excuse me, I don't have that.
You did.
But I did.
You had the exact same thing. You had a whole nother one.
I had a whole nother one. But I'm still like, but not that specific one. That's mine now. Oh, I'm a cutie pie.
A sassy bean.
She my cutie pie.
Oh, look at her doing a stretch.
Dude, I love her. I cry all the time about how much I love her.
You also cry about how much you love Spider-Man.
I do.
I don't mean to pick on you, but it's really adorable. It's adorable and it's kind of funny.
The other night or the other morning, Sassy was laying on my chest. You know what I was doing?
You were booping the snoot.
I was petting her and I was singing love songs to her. I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. And she just walks away. Oh. Or like, I was petting her and I'm like, when the rain is blowing in your face. And the whole world is on your case. I would offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
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 Love. She's my baby. Or like, I knew I loved you before I met you.
Tangentially related, my parents did pseudo-adopt the stray cat Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna have another one someday.
Named Alf?
Maybe Alf. We'll see.
Alan. I like Alan.
I don't like that.
I know you don't, but I like it.
You don't get to name them. You don't have say in this. You ain't daddy.
Don't have say in your butt. This is
You're not cat daddy.
Here's a picture of Cinnamon.
Oh, I love him. He's so cute.
I call her Simonym.
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 Synonym.
Simonym.
Simonym.
I swapped the M and N sounds. Simonym.
Simonin.
Simonym.
Simonym. Simonym.
She's a very chonky girl.
I, too, am very chonky. I know what it feels like to be a chonky bub.
Despite our fights,
yeah.
I appreciate our friendship, Jack. That's something that I always look back on, because, like, In what has been the most, just the scariest year in my life.
Spooky.
Not even so much as like pandemic wise, but like contemplating suicide, like knowing that I have you has been a lot, has meant a lot to me.
Aww.
And, you know, don't think I'd be here without you because you wouldn't let me, Randall wouldn't let me into his house. But also.
Yeah, you're.
Don't think I'd be here without you.
Cause you just show up like knock knock knock. Who the fuck are you?
I'm here to record.
Record what? What are you doing here? Who are you?
It's like the end of Never Mind. Spider-Man No Way Home.
I hate you.
Oh, that movie was
I
so good.
I hate you.
10 out of 5.
I hate you.
Spider-Man Endgame.
He's Spider-Man, but he's not Spider-Man.
It's adorable how emotional you get about it.
He's...
I remember my favorite one was I said, you know, Jack, Spider-Man would save you if you were in trouble.
He would save me, but he would need a lot of web.
He's a strong boy.
He's a strong boy.
Spider-Man, a strong boy. Yes. Let's take a break from this emotion and let's reflect on what I picked out as my favorite episode of the year and a moment that highlights that. This is from our episode on Ghostbusters, which came out in June.
Just Spider-Man.
No Spider-Man, Jack. I'm sorry.
I feel so horrible that I can't go back and watch the original because I want to see all the changes that they've made.
Make a comparison?
Yeah. Like
jot down some notes.
I feel like it has to be like the Mandela effect. There are so many things. Am I on the timeline where this movie wasn't hated? No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Like watching this, I've wanted to watch it since it came out. I just haven't got to it. But watching this movie, my brain can't fucking fathom how it got so much hate. Like, I don't understand why.
And the important thing about it is the intent of it was to show women in a field of science and showing them in a position of power doing things, which is going to inspire people in general. Like, there was a review that someone did, and it's a shitty guy that did it.
But most shitty guys do things.
Yeah. He did a review where there were the two sides. There were the people that said, if you hate this movie, you're a sexist. And the dudes are like, I don't want no women in my movies. Unless they're boobs. And the entire time, he's just talking about what's happening. He's always been super critical about every movie he's ever reviewed, but he's just stating the facts. Mm-hmm. This is factually what's in this movie. This is what it does. He didn't give his opinion a single time until the end when he said, whether you hate it or whether you don't, the important thing to remember is
it's
other people are going to have opinions. And they're like, well, blah, 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 my opinion. And good he shows you. Clips of little girls saying that they loved it. And he's like, hey, what did you think of this little girl? And she says, it was great. It made me want to learn more about how things work and how science works. And the bro-y men's rights activist character said, well, I guess all that really matters is if you liked it, which is idyllic. But it's like, you got to realize that these are movies that are going to be shaping people's views of the world.
Representation matters.
It does. I fucking loved that movie. I loved that episode of the podcast. And I remember when we recorded that, we sat down to record it. I said, I've never been nervous before we recorded an episode before.
Yeah, that's because this one, we thought it would get a lot of hate or a lot of traction. And
yeah, like if anything of ours was going to, it should
have been that one.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm kind of bummed that it
didn't. Yeah, nobody cares about us.
Nobody cares about us. There's people that there's people that listen to each episode, and I do it for them. And there's the people that back us and support us on Spotify, and we love them. And but even without those people, that's not why we do it. I like doing the podcast with you, Jack. You're my best friend.
I have a mustache.
And Jack has a mustache.
It's very light. It's very little. I was listening, I think.
You think you were listening? I'm bearing my soul for you. I've got a mustache.
Don't.
I've got a mustache.
Well,
I appreciate you're my best friend. I don't think I'd be here without you because whenever I'm having a hard time, I know I can count on you. I've got a mustache. Want to touch it?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Look at this sassy bean.
You were talking, but you know what I was doing? Playing with my mustache hairs with my tongue.
There's a sound to it. He goes, there's spit on this pop filter now. Oh God, why is it clicky? Oh, those are your piercings.
My tongue ring.
Gotcha.
People forget that I have a tongue ring.
You got a tongue ring.
When I take my tongue ring out, I lisp.
You lisp.
I have a little bit of a lisp normally, but when I take it out, it's when I think about it, it gives me the lisp. Like, I'm not even kidding when I think about
lisp.
It.
Lisp. Because chaos.
Chaos.
We're going to be hitting episode 100 next year. You realize that?
Oh, I was just making fart sounds.
We have a few movies that we need to catch up on. We talked about doing a Little Nicky. And then Christmas got in the way with Star Wars.
I don't like Christmas.
I know you don't, Jack, but it's my favorite holiday.
Can I touch your penis?
That wasn't directed at me.
Oh, pee-pee. Now touch my mustache. My whole one.
Your whole?
You like it? I want it to tickle your nuts later? Love you. Gay. If you love me, you're gay. Why do you put up with us?
Are you talking to me?
I don't even know who I'm talking to. I mean, that question could easily be posed to you or to Randall. Because I am the one that's the difficult one to put up with.
Oh, shit.
What?
I just opened up Facebook and saw that someone's got COVID.
Whom?
Someone I used to work with.
Ouch.
No comment on that at the moment. One of the things I want to do next year with the podcast is I would like to revisit a couple of movies we haven't done in a while.
And make me stop burping in the mic.
No, that's fine. That can keep happening. I just mute your mic when you do that.
Oh, nah.
I can cut those out very easily.
Spicy.
Spicy kitty. I want to do Cats again now that we've found our voice.
I don't know if I want to see that again, but I guess. I fucking guess.
I want to do Hedwig and the Angry Inch again.
I love Hedwig.
Because if you go back and listen to it again, it's before we really found our voice.
Meh.
But also, I'm asked if I've ever tried on another hat.
Oh, and yeah! I felt like you're gonna have different feelings. Then,
I'm gonna
probably.
Have very different feelings having come out as non-binary.
Well. I want to actually talk to you a little bit about that during It Gets Awkward, but we've already discussed you all the time on that.
I'm sorry.
Everything's about you. I'm just teasing. It kind of is, but it's okay.
It can be difficult at times to be like, hey, Jack, let's talk about your trauma. It's a lot. It's a minefield. It's a fucking minefield.
Like, okay.
It's worrying sometimes to think about.
My eye twitches all the time.
Yeah, you're PTSD. PTSD.
Yeah.
PTSD.
I don't know if you pay close attention. Hold on, sorry. That was a blink. But if you pay close enough attention, you'll see my eye twitch.
Ooh. Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, you'll hear Jack's eye twitch.
Yeah. It sounds like... That doesn't sound right. It sounds like a...
I would like to grow the podcast, you know, audience-wise.
Yeah.
If possible. Like, yeah. I share on Facebook, but, like, I have no money to put towards advertising.
Let's just say, if you like us, and you think other people like us...
Share the podcast.
Put your dick in her mouth. I mean, what? Why did I say that?
Why did you say that, Jack?
Words.
You want to try that again?
Put my dick in your mouth.
Try again. Wait. Jack.
Spread your cheeks.
your facial cheeks. Spread your cheeks and say,
with your
listen
mouth.
To this podcast.
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
Spread it wide.
Whore us out. I've been meaning to make more videos on TikTok, but it's such a time-consuming process.
You know what would be really funny?
What?
If we got matching tattoos, recorded it, and promoted it,
uh-huh.
And told people to watch or listen to our podcast.
I have said that I would get a tattoo of any company that is willing to sponsor us.
Get the
like, and not like this episode is brought to you by, no, I mean like sponsor. Like,
give us money.
Yeah.
No.
Like not even just like money, but like a sizable amount of money. Like really... sponsor us, like get us an early copy of a movie, get us like fly us out to see a premiere.
I'm too fat to fly,
you know.
Probably
I'll review a fucking video game on the podcast if it's sponsored. We could get this tattooed, Jack. Okay. Our little barcode on Spotify.
Cute.
The Spotify version of a QR code.
You know what I want to get tattooed? If I had a penis, I'd get the Pepsi logo tattooed on the head of my penis. No. What?
I
he just didn't have anything to say. There was no words.
Can you tattoo a glands?
Yes. You can tattoo anything you want to tattoo. You can tattoo eyeballs.
That's none of it sounds good. It's terrifying,
but I want to tattoo my butthole.
See, no. Google speech to text didn't catch glands. I thought I said glands, like lymph nodes.
I just want to tattoo, like, I want to shave the back of my head and tattoo my face on the back of my head.
So you can tell kids, I've got eyes on the back of my head.
No, I have a hot dog roll of fat on the back of my head. It is not going to look right.
I mean, you could be like pursing your lips. Hey, Jack.
What the feck? That is a penis.
And it's got a tattoo on the tip.
He showed me a penis. It's not his, but...
Jesus, there's a lot of penis tattoos now that I'm looking at them.
Oh, no.
This one says HIV positive. What the fuck?
I'm positive.
That's... This one is not of a penis, but it is an elephant.
Penis?
And you know where the trunk is.
Oh, with the penis, huh?
Yeah.
I like the one with the butthole of the cat, but it's his belly button.
Here's the trunk, the elephant.
Okay.
But what's funny is there's one where the guy's dick is actually there, and it just doesn't look good.
Yeah, elephant trunks don't look right.
No.
Is it circumcised or uncircumcised?
This one is uncircumcised.
Circumcised, yeah, uncircumcised would look probably more accurate.
Here is an amputee who tattooed his nub to look like a dolphin.
That's creepy, and I don't want to see it.
Okay.
This
is a dick shark tattoo. It's a shark that looks like
ew.
A dick. And it says, out for blood.
Gross.
Very gross.
That sounds bad.
This guy's just covered in tattoos and that's his butt.
I like butts.
Let me show you. It's,
okay, I don't want to...
It's not even like tattoos. It's a hole? Tattoo.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Those are blackouts.
It's classy.
Yeah, those are cool. I think blackouts tattoos are cool. You know what?
I was going to say this is a long penis, but it's actually just a close-up of someone's finger.
Oh, Jesus. Fingers are creepy.
Yeah.
I have chubby little nubs.
So you were saying something.
Oh, do a Google search for trash polka?
Trash polka.
Yes.
What is trash polka?
I think that's the style of tattooing I'm talking about. It's really cool looking.
I'm having a fun time looking at bad tattoos here.
You're just having a fun time looking at penis.
There's some penis, but there's a lot of just bad tattoos.
Can I just admit, I don't really like penises. I don't like to look at, I don't like genitals.
I mean, if you were to look at my porn Reddit account, you would be very well aware of what I feel about penis.
You like them.
Trash.
You like penises.
Tattoo.
I'm just screaming, you like penises.
Okay, it's black and red.
Yeah, that's a style of tattooing.
Okay.
It's like a specific, like, graphic, kind of graphic art style.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I love that style. It's super, super cool.
I can see that. There are some that look good, and then there's some that look terrible. The ones that look terrible are like American flags.
Yeah, I don't like... Yeah. But anyway, we just got off on a tangent of tattoos. And
that
things.
Is absolutely fine. We're taking the day off. It's Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and on the same time.
It's but Christmas
tattoo.
You know what? Why haven't I...
tattooed your butt?
Why? No. Why haven't I gotten into my wine yet?
I don't know.
How long have we been recording?
Like 45 minutes.
I think it's too long to get into my wine.
Probably.
I could just chug it and get fucked up. I think he's doing it for me.
So, in conclusion, Jack, how many Jack snacks do you give?
The year?
Not just the year, but this podcast in the year in review.
We didn't talk about anything that I liked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you always do this.
I'm sorry. I forgot that that's what we got so off track that I forgot that that's what we were doing. I was like, let's wrap up. No, tell me, Jack, what were some of your favorite episodes we did this year?
I don't remember what episode it was, but there are things that happened.
Yes, you texted me about this. I will try and find the clip if I can. It was recently.
It was the one where we discovered I'm dyslexic somehow.
Yeah. You were talking about, like, this is what reading is like to me. And I'm like, yes, Jack, you're dyslexic.
And I'm like, no, I have to just close one eye and I can read it. And you're like, no, that's what you do.
Yeah. That's what you do when you're dyslexic. That's one of the things you can do when you're dyslexic.
I didn't know that.
How about movie-wise? What's your favorite movie we've seen this year?
I don't remember. I'd have to go look through all our list.
10 Things I Hate About You, Mean Girls, Blade, Matrix, Crow, Matrix.
I think The Crow is always going to be one of my favorite movies.
Shaun of the Dead. I forgot we did Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead is great. Tu Wong Fu is one of my favorites. Let's go ahead and I'm going to go with one of the ones I haven't seen before the podcast. And I'm going to say that the Ghostbusters movie was my favorite movie that we've done on this that I hadn't seen before.
Okay. And this is going to be a tough one, but what's your least favorite?
The least favorite? Oh, fuck. That we've done this year?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's been a good year, honestly.
Yeah, but there's a lot of movies I didn't like. Because I don't like things.
For me, it's a toss-up.
The Thing was really bad.
Ouch.
It's so bad.
It's a good movie.
It is not. It's absolute fucking turd of a movie. Hamlet 2, also... An absolute turd of a movie.
It's funny.
I didn't like Rent.
It's like for theater kids, though.
I didn't like Rent for the most part, but, you know, like, it wasn't bad.
I like Rent. We've been over this, though.
Yeah. I didn't hate Pacific Rim.
That's a fun one.
I didn't hate it.
It's better than Godzilla, but that was last year.
Yeah.
God, that was terrible.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark was a fucking dumpster pile. that was just fucking bleep. It was awful. I think that was basically it. Thank you.
For me, it's either Alita Battle Angel.
That was bad. I kind of liked it.
Or The Craft.
Really, The Craft. I'm almost like...
I didn't like The Craft.
Well, that's because you suck as a human being.
But like I said, it was not a bad year. We just watched a lot of things that are either entertaining or good. Most of the stuff we watched this year was at least entertaining. Pacific Rim is very entertaining.
It wasn't bad.
Marvel movies are mostly entertaining.
I love Marvel movies. I will fight you on that. I love Spider-Man.
Yeah. When we started with Iron Man this year, though, like you were like... It was like dragging a kid to the dentist.
It wasn't that bad. I wasn't fighting too much. Because I've already seen a lot of them, you know? Like,
yeah.
Some, like, I kind of, like, I've seen them, and then I'm kind of like, okay, I'm over it now for a bit. And then I, you know, I get into my little Marvel kicks.
Yeah. Maybe we'll pick up again, because last one we did was Age of Ultron. So the next one would be Ant-Man, but you saw that recently.
I did!
It's a good one.
I love Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's so...
Paul Rudd's in the new Ghostbusters.
The new?
The new Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Afterlife.
Okay.
Which I saw...
I haven't seen yet.
What's funny is the drive-in where we saw Spider-Man No Way Home was doing a double feature for the price of one ticket. You could see Spider-Man No Way Home, and then afterwards was Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Ah, dang it.
I know, right?
I wish I would have done...
Let's hop in the goddamn truck.
I'm fat.
Gets in the truck, though, right?
Yeah, it's just a bit... I have to climb. I'm a short little bub.
Yeah, but you could stay in the truck is the thing. That's the
nice
thing.
I know, I have to climb into it.
We also can't forget second annual Star Wars Christmas special for us.
Cling, 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 cling.
We've done the original trilogy, and now next year is going to be the new trilogy, and then we're going to be out of Star Wars movies.
Yes.
No. I'm bittersweet on it because, like, I never saw the last one.
Hold on, though. Can I? You're gonna hate me for this, though.
Yes.
Can I suggest whatever a new trilogy after we're done with the Star Wars?
Is it Pitch Perfect?
God damn it! How did you know?
I had a feeling.
How did you know?
We've talked about doing it.
But oh, do you remember we were supposed to do it one time? Like we were supposed to we were gonna
have a sleepover.
A slumber party.
Shit, we had a slumber party this year. We could have done it.
We did and we didn't.
Next time we have a slumber party.
Next time we have the slumber party.
We're gonna
do all Pitch Perfects. All of them. Cause we all know I love it. I'm a choir nerd. Like, you might be a theater nerd.
I'm probably going to like it.
You're a theater nerd, but I'm a choir nerd.
I'm probably going to like it.
And I'm going to cry throughout most of it, by the way.
Because you're a sensitive little buddy?
Oh, it's not. They're not even, like, sensitive movies. They're not, like, they're funny. They're really funny. I just miss choir.
I miss theater.
Yeah, but you're gay.
So are you.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I forget.
So how many Jack snacks do you give? Let's the watch year. Something in 2021.
I'm pretty good year. I could do it again. It'd be okay.
Do it again. I'll do it again.
I'll do it again.
I'd say, yeah.
It'd be okay.
Like there's room for improvement, room like, to grow.
3.5 or 4 out of 5, maybe.
Yeah, give it a 3 out of 5. Give it a 3 out of 4 5. 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5. It's hard to
get. Fucking Larry.
Larry. Larry. Another year goes by and we still haven't heard back from Larry the Cable
Hate
Guy.
Hate you, Larold.
Larold. Larold. Listen to me. We got to do a Larry the Cable Guy movie.
Oh, no.
He was in the sequel to Jingle All the Way. We also have to fucking close the book on Madea.
No.
We gotta do at least one.
She's my night
sleep paralysis demon.
Help.
One. We gotta do one.
Do you remember?
Or okay. Norbit. just as a fuck you to that joke.
I hate what?
Norbit? What? He's not in it. That's the point. I sent you a video on this.
Who's not in it?
Tyler Perry.
Well, yeah, I know. That's an Eddie Murphy movie.
Right. Like as a fuck you to that joke.
What joke?
The Madea joke. There's the a ongoing Madea joke? Between on the podcast, we joke around about Madea a lot.
But Norbit?
Yeah, we do a movie of a guy playing a fat black woman, and it's not Madea.
Oh,
that's the joke.
Oh, that's the joke. I was not following.
Yeah, it was
that
not.
Was that train of thought did not leave the station very well. That was a rickety. That was rickety from the get go, buddy. Whew. I'm glad I got caught up because I was like, I don't know where you were going with that, but I got a glass of wine.
Huzzah!
It's a beer stein.
So of the Larry the Cable Guy movies, there's not a lot. Mm-mm. There's Cars, obviously.
I love Cars, though.
Yeah, but that's not fair.
Well, that
we could
count.
We could do like Delta Farce, or we could do something where he plays a character that is
not
a character.
Wait.
Like Larry the Cable Guy, health inspector.
Wait a second. Hold on. Wasn't he in something called Witless Protection?
Yep. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
He plays a character named Larry.
Larry.
Larold.
Fucking Larry.
People ask, who is the blonde in Witless Protection?
Is she hot?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've never seen it.
Well, no. You can literally click on that and then it'll pull it up and then you'll see.
Ivana Milicevic.
I have no idea.
This has been fun. This was fun.
You need to do a compilation of all my burps. Burp, and burp, threats. Burp, burp, burp.
Sassy bean.
And all my little weird sounds.
I could make like a 3-hour compilation of just bumping the microphone. Oops. Because you always apologize to the mic or go, oops.
You know what? I'm a good person. I try to be.
I try and I fail.
I know you do. But that's the part, the trying is the important part. I guess. Maybe. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think we got another year in us?
I don't know about me. I'm hoping to... I'm hoping to be out by next year.
Out of
life.
The body?
Yes.
Basically.
Out of my body.
I hope we can do...
Wait. I want to take my brain out of this body and put it in a robot.
Robot.
Can put it in the Roomba?
Just a little jar on top of the Roomba. And just like, it's not attached. It's just...
Oh.
You're just kind of just floating there.
Yeah.
You're floating there and you can talk to people still because you got like a speaker attached.
I go, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
And that's all I say.
But again, you're not in control of the Roomba. You're just like riding it.
Oh, no. Can I at least be Velcroed down so I don't fall off of it?
Yeah, you're going to be like attached.
Okay. Properly attached.
Properly. Properly.
Properly.
Probably. Do, do, do.
Does that sound weird?
Sounds like ice cubes in a glass.
Guess what it is?
Your butt.
It's ice cubes in a glass.
Yarp.
Hey, what? What? No, you said something. Huh? Oof. Bees in the trap. Bees in the trap. A bees in the trap. Bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. A bees in the trap. Bees in the trap. Don't ask. You can Jack. Cut that.
Thank you, Jack, for another year of the podcast and another year of being my friend.
Oh, no. Or friends.
Maybe I don't. Do I not have to be your friend?
I'm just joking.
I like being your friend. I like having a friend.
Friends. Wait, I don't have friends.
Calm down.
Hey.
Look at this sassy bean.
She's my baby.
Oh, the baby. I love her.